Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Memor by Ram Goldar, and here Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Daled, the third parak HaMafkid. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rami Bar Chama asked, how does the Shomer acquire kefil by volunteering to pay for the last pikadon, since it's a davar shel ba'olam, something which has not come into the world, which one cannot transfer? Even Rabbi Meru holds he can transfer it, meaning selling the future fruit of a palm tree. That's only because they are avid d'asi, likely to come forth. But this kefil may never materialize. It may never have been stolen, and even if it is, the thief may never be discovered. And even if he is, he may confess and avoid paying kefil. Rava answered, Nasika Omerlo, it's as if the owner told the shomer when giving him the animal, when the cow is stolen and you will agree to pay me for it, harini parasi kanuli lecha me'aksha, my cow is transferred to you retroactively from now. Since he acquires the actual cow, it's not a davar shel ba'olam. Since this should grant the shomer all the shearings and offspring in the interim, which is contradicted by a brisa, Rabbi Zera adds that it's as if he said, except for the shearings. In another version, Rava said, it's as if he told the shomer he can acquire it just before the theft, avoiding this problem. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, lo shilem shilem mamish. The Mishnah statement that the shomer paid does not mean that he literally paid. Rather, once he said, I will pay, even though he did not yet pay, he acquires the kefil. A brisa supports this ruling. Two versions of a statement of Papa are presented, whether or not a shoel would also acquire kefil based on his agreeing to pay, since he can only exempt himself by claiming mesa machmas malacha, the animal died because of normal work, which is uncommon. Rav Zid quoted by saying that a shoel only acquires kefil if he actually pays, and explains Hoyoba Kohana Shalo, since all benefit of the loan is his, since he may use it without paying rent, the lender does not transfer kefil to him in exchange for a mere verbal agreement to pay. A brisa supports this position. And point number three, the Gemara presents a series of various scenarios of payments and asks if the shomer acquires the kefil. Shimu banim, if the shomer dies and his heirs pay, or if the owner dies and the shomer pays his heirs, or both die and the shomer's heirs pay the owner's heirs, is kefil acquired? These questions center on whether only the owner agrees to transfer kefil and only to the shomer who has personally pleased the owner in the past. Shilem mechse, if he paid half of the stolen cow's value, would he acquire half the kefil? What if he paid for one or two cows borrowed, or paid one of two partners for his loss? What if two partners borrowed and one paid for his share? If one borrowed from a wife's nixim elug, does paying the husband entitle him to kefil? If one's wife borrows something needed for her nixim elug, does her husband's paying the loss entitle her to kefil? Is the husband considered an owner regarding this halakha? All these inquiries are left unresolved. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rami Bar Chama asked, how does the shomer acquire kefil by volunteering to pay for the loss pikadon, since it's a davar shel ba'olam, something which has not come into this world, which one cannot transfer? Even Rabbi Meru holds he can transfer it, meaning selling the future fruit of a palm tree. That's only because they are avid d'asi, likely to come forth. But this kefil may never materialize. It may never have been stolen, and even if it is, the thief may never be discovered. And even if he is, he may confess and avoid paying kefil. Rava answered, Nasika Omerlo, it's as if the owner told the shomer when giving him the animal, when the cow is stolen and you will agree to pay me for it, harini parasi kanuli lecha me'aksha, my cow is transferred to you retroactively from now. Since he acquires the actual cow, it's not a davar shel ba'olam. Since this should grant the shomer all the shearings and offspring in the interim, which is contradicted by a brisa, Rabbi Zera adds that it's as if he said, except for the shearings. In another version, Rava said, it's as if he told the shomer he can acquire it just before the theft, avoiding this problem. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, lo shilem shilem mamish. The Mishnah statement that the shomer paid does not mean that he literally paid. Rather, once he said, I will pay, even though he did not yet pay, he acquires the kefil. A brisa supports this ruling. Two versions of a statement of Papa are presented, whether or not a shoel would also acquire kefil based on his agreeing to pay, since he can only exempt himself by claiming mesa machmas malacha, the animal died because of normal work, which is uncommon. Rav Zid quoted by saying that a shoel only acquires kefil if he actually pays, and explains Hoyoba Kohana Shalo, since all benefit of the loan is his, since he may use it without paying rent, the lender does not transfer kefil to him in exchange for a mere verbal agreement to pay. A brisa supports this position. And point number three, the Gemara presents a series of various scenarios of payments and asks if the shomer acquires the kefil. Shimu banim, if the shomer dies and his heirs pay, or if the owner dies and the shomer pays his heirs, or both die and the shomer's heirs pay the owner's heirs, is kefil acquired? These questions center on whether only the owner agrees to transfer Gateful, and only to the shomer who has personally pleased the owner in the past. Shilim mechse, if he paid half of the stolen cow's value, would he acquire half the Gateful? What if he paid for one or two cows borrowed, or paid one of two partners for his loss? What if two partners borrowed and one paid for his share? If one borrowed from a wife's nixim elug, does paying the husband entitle him to kefil? If one's wife borrows something needed for her nixim elug, does her husband's paying the loss entitle her to kefil? Is the husband considered an owner regarding this halakha? All these inquiries are left unresolved. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Daled, and our standard siman is a ladder. A ladder, so here goes. The fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given to him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil, even though the shomer had merely agreed to pay and hadn't yet paid, while children, the future heirs of the shomer and the owner, looked on. Once again, slow motion. The fireman climbed down the ladder. Ladder? That must be Siman Daf Lamed Daled. The fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given to him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil. Which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, how does the shomer acquire kefil by volunteering to pay for the lost pikadon, since it's a davar shel bal olam, something which has not come into the world, which one cannot transfer? Rava answered, Nasuka Omer, it's as if the owner told the shomer, when giving him the animal, quote, when the cow is stolen and you will agree to pay me for it, my cow is transferred to you retroactively from now. Since he acquires the actual cow, it's on a davar shel bal olam. So the fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given to him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil, even though the shomer had merely agreed to pay and hadn't yet paid. Which reminds us of Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo shilim shilim mamish, the Mishnah statement, that the shomer paid does not mean that he literally paid. Rather, once he said, I will pay, even though he didn't yet pay, he acquires the kefil. So the fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil, even though the shomer had merely agreed to pay and hadn't yet paid, while children, the future heirs of the shomer and the owner, looked on. Which reminds us, the Gemara presents a series of various scenarios of payments and asks if the shomer acquires the kefil, if the shomer dies and his heirs pay, or if the owner dies and the shomer pays his heirs, or both die and the shomer's heirs pay the owner's heirs, is kefil acquired? These questions center on whether only the owner agrees to transfer kefil and only to the shomer who has personally pleased the owner in the past. So once again, the fireman climbed down the ladder from the thief's rooftop apartment, rescuing a stolen cow, which belonged to the shomer retroactively from the time it was given to him to watch, entitling him to receive the kefil, even though the shomer had merely agreed to pay and hadn't yet paid, while children, the future heirs of the shomer and the owner, looked on. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazar. Daf Lamed, so the Siman Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The elderly Rebbe, that must be one Daf Lamed, Malamed. The elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Arufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, which reminds us of Brisa teaches regarding an Egel Arufa, Ignis Rivka, if you join the calf into a multiple harness for it to nurse from its mother, Padasha, and a thresh grain, Kasher, it's still fit for Egel Arufa. But if you join it so it should nurse and thresh, it's disqualified. So, the elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Arufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, walked past a large lost box because it didn't befit his honor to pick it up, which reminds us, a braisa darshan the pasuk v'isalamta, and you hide from the lost animal, meaning ignore it. Teaching, there are times that you may hide if the finder is a kohen and the lost animal is in a cemetery, or he's an elderly person and picking up the item is not befitting his honor, or if the work he's performing is of greater value than the lost item, he may hide from the lost item and not pick it up. So the elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Arufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, walked past a large lost box because it didn't befit his honor to pick it up, which was picked up by another elderly Rav who went. If Nimi Shur is a din, which reminds us, Rishmal, the son of Rabbi Yossi, once bought someone's wood to avoid having to assist in loading it. Gemara asks that he was exempt as a zaken ve'eno v'yikvodo, and answers lifnei mishur zedin hu David. He went beyond the letter of the law. Rabbi Yochanan taught, Ochav Yerushalayim ela ashadanu ba'din Torah. Yerushalayim was destroyed only because they judged there according to Torah law, which the Gemara explains that they ruled strictly according to Torah law and did not go beyond the letter of the law. Daf Lamedov, so the Siman Daf Lamedov is related to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge, that must be one Daf Lamedov, the law. The judge, who is using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field, which reminds us, Rava said that when the pasuk says l'cho avedus achicho, for any lost item of your brother, it teaches l'rabos avedus karka to include loss of land in the commandment. One must save his friend's land from damage. Rav Chananya told Rava that a braisa supports his ruling. Rav Maim Sheshot from Abayim, if one saw water which was flowing and approaching his friend's field, Isaac go to Bifnam, he should erect a barrier before them. Rav explains why this does not prove his position. So the judge who is using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field noticed a lost cow that was running toward the field away from its owner, which reminds us the Gemara discusses when a running or grazing animal is considered an aveda. Rav explains regarding an animal running on the road, where it's headed towards the field away from the owner, it's considered lost. Where it's headed towards the city, its owner's location, is not considered lost. So the judge who is using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field noticed a lost cow that was running toward the field away from its owner, that just passed a group of judges sitting under a tree who were darshaning some repetitive phrases in the Torah, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one must return someone's animal even if escaped numerous times, because the pasuk says, "Hashiv tishivim, return, you shall return them." Rava was asked that perhaps the two terms should only require returning it twice, and he explained that the first term itself connotes returning even 100 times. The second term teaches that it may be returned without the owner's knowledge. The Gemara proceeds to explain the novelties taught by numerous repetitive phrases in the Torah. Daf Lamed Beis, so the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a scientist in a lab. So here goes. The Cohen scientist in a lab, that must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The Cohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, which reminds us one may not listen to one's father to transgress an avera, such as becoming tamei by entering a cemetery to retrieve a lost item or being told not to return it, since the pasuk teaches that everyone is chayv in Hashem's honor. So the Cohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, charged a fee when using his fleet of drones to help load people's animals, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that there's a mitzvah to help unload packages from an animal lying under its burden, but not to help load onto an animal where its packages fell off. The Gemara clarifies mitzvah in the Torah lifrok bechinam. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to help unload an animal for free, b'litom bechinam. But it's not a mitzvah to help load for free, el b'schar. But he's obligated to help reload for payment. Rabbi Shimon says one is required to help load for free as well. So the Cohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, charged a fee when using his fleet of drones to help load people's animals, but sent them to unload people's animals for free because tzar bal chayim. The Raisa, which reminds us, Rava said midibrei shneim, from the words of both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, nilmud tzar bal chayim deraisa. It can be derived that suffering of living creatures is a deraisa. The Rabbanan derived it from a Kal Vachomer that if helping load is an obligation, then certainly prika is. And Rabbi Shimon agreed fundamentally to the Kal Vachomer, but argued that the psukim are unclear. Presumably, the reason why prika is a more obvious obligation is because of the tzar bal chayim of the animal suffering under its burden, proving it's a biblical concern. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the Simur Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-leg pirate, that must be more on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate who passes pirate Papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rabbi's lost treasure, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that in a case of retrieving one's father's Aveda, or his Rabbi's Aveda, the Rabbi's Aveda takes precedence because his father brought him into Olam Hazeh, and his Rabbi brings him into Olam Haba. The Gemara brings machlokas on what the Mishnah's definition is of one's Rabbi. So the peg-leg pirate who passes pirate Papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rabbi's lost treasure almost got knocked down by a bacher running to learn Mishnah's, which reminds the Gemara compares the study of Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, and teaches the famous statement, Olam Havirutzel Mishnah Yosemina Talmud, and wants you to always run to learn Mishnah more than Talmud. So the peg-leg pirate who passes pirate Papa's lost treasure to first retrieve his pirate Rabbi's lost treasure almost got knocked down by a bacher running to learn Mishnayos before he could board the ship where a thieving buccaneer was paying kefil to a shomer who volunteered to pay instead of swear when bottles of rum he was watching were stolen, which reminds us. The third parak begins, a mafkid etzel chavero behema o kelim. If one deposits an animal or utensils with his friend, and it was stolen or lost, and the shomer pays for the item and did not want to swear, although he could have sworn he was not negligent and exempt himself from paying, then if the thief is later found, where kefil is paid, or dal behe, if he shechted or sold the animal, the payment is made to the one whom the pikadon was, meaning the shomer. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you have a question whether a running or grazing animal is considered an aveda? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Number 2. Which daf do you have a question how the shomer acquires the kefil, which seemingly is a davar shel bo'olam? That's on daf Lamadalad. Good number three. Which daf do we learn that a person should run to learn Mishnah? That's on daf Lamad Gimel. Good number four. Which daf do we learn that the Rabbanan hold that Prika is done for free, but Te'ina is done for a wage? That's on daf Lamad Beis. Good number five. Which daf do we learn how to care for someone's Sfarim that are in your possession? That's on daf Chavtas. Good number six. Which daf do we learn a Shomer that swears instead of pays receives kefil if the gun of his found? That's on daf Lamad Gimel. Good number seven. Which daf do we learn the Shomer receives the kefil if he had expressed intent to pay, even though he did not yet pay? That's on daf Lamad Daled. Good number eight. Which daf do we learn that one cannot listen to a parent to do an avera? That's on daf Lamad Beis. Good number nine. Which daf do we have a question if the kefil is transferred if the Shomer's heir paid the owner's heirs? That's on daf Lamad Daled. Good. And number 10, which daf do we discuss? Whether Tzar Baal Chaim Doraisa. That's on daf Lamad Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.